Well, there are the same concerns from officials and artists across the country. Some artist spaces are completely legal. Those flying under the radar are getting a second look. On Monday, officials in Baltimore evicted dozens of artists from a warehouse called the Bell Foundry after finding code violations, including holes in floors and unsafe wiring. City Councilman Carl Stokes told the Baltimore Sun it was obvious people were living there illegally because laundry was hanging out windows. Elon Battle was among those evicted. He joins us. Elon, during that eviction, were you thinking of the Oakland fire?
I actually didn't attribute it to the Oakland fire immediately. I just assumed that it was, like, you know, a long time coming and someone was trying to figure out how to get that space away from us.
Well, now, you and other artists have said that you think that this was just a move to get the space for other developers, for a parking lot. We've heard things like that. And are upset about having to quickly move. So it's sounding like, do you think that officials across the country might be taking advantage, a terrible phrase, of the Oakland fire to seize properties?
I hate to put it that way, but I do feel like that, honestly, in my heart of hearts. You know, they've been talking to our landlord for a while, trying to make our space into a lot.
A parking lot, yeah.
I'm just already, like, knowledgeable of their intentions with that space.
You're suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but Elon, were you living there?
Yes, I was living there.
Well, but you know that the lease barred people from living there. It was supposed to be a workspace.
Yeah, but I just feel like certain people are allowed to be, left alone in their spaces. Our space was predominantly POC and LGBTQ people. And we made that space a safe haven for everyone to feel comfortable. I just feel like we were kind of being bullied a little bit. And I know that the warehouse spaces across from us aren't going to be bothered. Some of those places have, like, holes in the floor and rats and exposed wiring as well. But it's all about who you know and, like, I don't know, who you are. I don't know.
So it's interesting you say it was a safe, you had made a safe community and an affordable community for musicians in the LGBTQ community. Mm-hmm. Even if officials and, you know, I can hear listeners saying, well, wait a minute, wiring and holes in the floor and there were beams missing in the ceiling. That doesn't feel safe to them. It felt safe to you, it sounds like. So where are you living now?
I currently am just floating around. I don't necessarily have anywhere to live now.
And how important, given that, are these spaces? Every city has them. They range from, you know, spaces that are highly tended to and maintained and people, you know, pay to get into, but they're still subsidized sometimes by cities, so they're lower costs than other units might be. And then places that are completely, as the Oakland one was, completely under the radar. How important was it to you?
I feel like I found, like, you know, a new part of myself in that space. I think I've learned more skills than I ever have in my whole life, like, just being in that space with those people. They allowed me to stay there even when I didn't have money to, like, you know, contribute to the cause or, you know, the space. It was supposed to be a sanctuary for people. It's just not, like, a cool, like, party place or something like that. It's just, like, a place where people really are welcomed. We love everyone. And I think it was really good for that and helping me nurture my craft. It inspired me so much.
Well, we wish you luck in what comes next. That's Elon Battle, the Baltimore musician among several evicted from the Bell Foundry warehouse for artists earlier this week. Elon, thank you.
Thank you.